For a great Chicago show, we can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley Show. It's the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Listoon, 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 Varna. Oh, Listoon, Varna. Listoon, 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 Varna.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show! I'm your old friend Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, I'm so excited, he's back, ladies and germs, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hey, Hooley, great to be back in Chi-Town, and I brought some Florida weather back with me, so
yeah, you did.
Better enjoy it.
Great,
it's unbelievable here.
Hey, you're listening to Skinny and Hooley Show, folks. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal. Our old pal Bob Flood, we're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois on WCEV. We're Chicago's ethnic voice, 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. If you ever miss the show, folks, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday at SkinnyHooley.com. Skinny, you missed a heck of a show last week with Michelle McGuire. Oh, was she lovely. And we played her song. It was 7.5 minutes long. It's about the Cubs. But she does such a nice job on it. We just let it
run.
Did
you become a Cub fan?
I almost did with Michelle there, you know.
There's what's his name?
Yeah, what's his name? I'll never forget what's his name. We're not putting him on the show, though.
No,
so
I know.
Don't even think about it.
I know.
Okay. Tony Randall. The guy wants to be Tony Randall. Well, Skin.
Yeah.
So much going on. You came back just in time.
For the beginning of the High Holy Season.
Yes, you did. That's right. St. Patrick's Day. And, oh, my God.
We've got so much stuff going on.
Saturday.
How about tonight? Tonight we got that big party up at Bourbon
Street.
I'll
be there. You know what? One of the things in the silent auction is I gave them some of my books and films and stuff, but I also said put in there that you can
be a guest.
Be a guest on the Skinny and Hooley Show on March 15th at Riley's Daughter. And, you know, we'll put you on the show.
We're going to have Pat McGann there.
Pat McGann, the comedian, will be there. It's going to be wild. I was talking to Mary Kay Marmo today. She's going to come on and talk about they're having like an escorts contest for the Rosa Tralee. It's all happening. Everything's happening. Actually, Saturday night is also the Southside Irish Parade Queen Contest. So good luck to all those girls.
Where's that at?
It's at Bourbon Street. Same night as the party.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to Mary Kay today, Mary Kay Marmo. She is the best.
She's the queen of the queens.
Yeah, she's bringing all those the queens and the would-be queens to the Chris Kennedy thing Monday night.
Good.
At Carnival.
Are they wearing their sashes and stuff?
Yeah, they're going to help out. They're going to, you know, welcome people, check them in and stuff like
that.
I talked to her today. She's terrific.
Yeah.
Does a great job. And McEldowney is going to be there.
Terry?
No.
I hope not, for his sake. No, Maggie McEldowney.
Maggie, the Rosa Tralee.
The international Rosa Tralee.
Yes. Yeah,
now, you know what? Like two Saturdays ago, they had a party at Cork and Kerry for the parade for people to donate gifts that could be raffled off. So I brought some books and films and stuff, and got a raffle ticket, and then I went to Riley's. Okay, and met up with Frankie Moe and Brendan, and I got a phone call from Brian Harms. He goes, "You won the raffle, but they told me you also donated your gift right back to the parade." I said, "That's news to me, but what the heck?" So they announced that I won, and then they said, "Mike's going to donate it right back." Oh, thanks for telling me.
Was it one of your books?
I don't know what it was. No, I wouldn't win that. But they had some nice stuff there. I know that. But I won it. It kind of reminds me. You know what? When my kids were at Carmel years ago, they were freshmen, and I was in the Father's Club, and they had the fight night. Have you ever been to fight night?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I was working the beer line. You know, so it was like one for you and one for me, you know, and back and forth. So I bought a raffle ticket. It was $100 a ticket. And at the time, I didn't have $100 in my account, but I just thought, I'll just bounce it. I'm going to win. I did win. I won $5,000 that night. Jumped into the ring, jumping around, and one of the guys comes up and goes, you're going to donate that right back to Mount Carmel. I said, are you nuts? I'm paying $10,000 for tuition for these guys. And that was the last time I won any big money.
Yeah, you'll donate it back as in the form of tuition.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I did do. Hey, we're having another great night here at Lizzie McNeil's, folks. And now that the weather has broken, you got to come down because it is so nice here. And
it's unbelievable. There's so many people. Everyone's in a good mood, Huli.
Yeah, they are.
Today was a gorgeous day.
I said to Mary when I left today to come down here, I said, I feel surprisingly ebullient.
That is really a good word, ebullient.
That's the way I feel. I guess I'm glad you're back, Skin, you know?
Yeah, but it's the time of the year. It's going
to
be
fabulous. It was good to get away from you, too, though.
Yes, I agree.
Let's not kid ourselves.
I agree. Yes. It's good to get away from you, too. Yes. Let's not lie about it. Let's be truthful here.
Exactly. All right, so I want to remind everybody, Riley's. We're going to be at Riley's March 15th with Pat McGann, the great comedian from the south side of Chicago. So that'll be at 6 o'clock. Come on down to Riley's. We'll have some
two
laughs.
Two nights before St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? I think we'll do that night? We'll give away some McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Yeah,
because they're
very good.
They're our pals. And you know what else? We got a new sponsor, Skinny, Finnegan's Wake. We'll give away a couple of tickets to Finnegan's Wake.
Very good. Very good. Well, where's that at?
It's at the Theater Works building on Belmont, 1113 West Belmont. It's a brand new theater. And they're doing Tony and Tina's Wedding, and they're doing Finnegan's Wake.
Flanagan's Wake.
And it's opening this weekend, as a matter of fact. So we want that to be a big hit. And so everybody get over there. I'll talk about that later after we play the spot for Flanagan's Wake. Now, the funny thing was, the schedule today got so crazy. We were going to have the great Jimmy Keane, the five-time All-Ireland piano accordion champion, on the show.
He's a fabulous fan.
Oh, he's the best, the absolute best.
Right.
And we were also going to have William Kelly. He's kind of a character in his own right. He has a new beer, Kelly's Citizen Kelly beer. So he was going to come on. And then right before I was leaving the house, Jimmy
Keane
sent me a note and said he got sick. He was, you know, very, very sick. He might have found out Kelly was on the show and that's what made him sick. I don't know. I'm just kidding, Bill. Anyway, but he sends his regrets. And then Kelly canceled on my way down here. So just back to me and you, Skin. But we do have quite a bit
of music.
Of great music because Jimmy...
There's a new CD.
He has a great concert coming up March 4th. Actually, I think, is it March 4th or March 5th? Here, I got my ticket right here. I got two tickets. A Mighty Squeeze. It's John Williams and Jimmy Keane, probably the two greatest Irish accordion players in the world. And they're on stage together, A Mighty Squeeze. I guess they did it a couple of years ago, and it was just a huge hit. So this is it again. So it's March 4th at Chief O'Neill's over on Elston Avenue. So...
Go to it.
Go to it. Get your tickets. They're going to sell out fast. I got mine. But we're going to be playing a lot of music by the great Jimmy Keane. So should we get to some right now, Billy?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go. We're going to go to Jimmy doing some jigs and the Maids of Selma.
Very good.
And that was the great Jimmy Keane, five-time All-Ireland champion. He's going to be doing a show with John Williams, another great piano accordion player. I don't know if John
March 4th.
March 4th, Saturday, March 4th, up at Chief O'Neill's.
Chief O'Neill's.
Now, Skinny, a funny story. I think I was talking to you earlier about there's these phone scams going on, and you can hear them on the news. They're saying never when somebody calls you and say, oh, you know, I'm calling from da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Can you hear me okay? And they wait till you go, yes. And they record your voice saying yes. And then they've got you on tape saying yes. And then they say, you just bought, you know, the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, then they use that voice to.
Yeah. So Mary, my wife, Mary is very paranoid about that. And we have a phone that we only use for the doorbell. It goes to the phone. We never use that phone otherwise, except when these jerks call us, you know, or bill collectors or somebody pitching you something. So anyway, this afternoon, she watches Jeopardy religiously, okay?
Yeah.
She's like a Jeopardy nut. And I'm in the other room, and she's watching Jeopardy and shouting out the answers, and all of a sudden she goes, ah, it's always Asians. I said, what are you talking about? She goes, Asians. Asians are always winning. I went, oh, well, you know, that's racist. That's racist to me. She goes, I know it is. I feel terrible. Okay, so the phone rings. I go and answer it, and I went, oh, it's that phone. I'm, like, winking at her, and she goes, don't say yes. So whatever she says, don't say yes. Oh, Mr. Hola. It's somebody who's Asian. You know, this is medical. Da, 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 da. Can you hear me okay? I said, maybe. What do you want? Does Mary still have pain in her back? I'm like, what kind of personal? That's kind of a personal question.
You said, yeah, I'm still here.
No, I did not say yes. I said, it's kind of a personal question. Is this Mr. Houlihan? I said, yeah. You know what? I don't think you should be calling here anymore. And she goes, oh, why is that? I said, because you Asians keep winning Jeopardy. My wife is standing right there. I burst out laughing. I said, don't call her again. And hung up. I thought that would be a funny story. No disrespect to Asians.
You know, she turned around and told all the other people at the call center.
Oh, yeah. Call
He's
him.
Mad at me because they win. We win on Jeopardy.
We win on Jeopardy. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, God. That's pretty good.
Okay.
You can save that story.
Oh, thank you. All right. Don't forget the Mighty Squeeze coming up March 4th. Excuse me. I shouldn't be doing it. Saturday night, parade, fundraiser. We got to see you there. We're probably going to take a little break right now, Billy. Skinny, we're so glad to have you back here.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back here. Hey, I want to mention real quickly about Maggie McEldowney.
Yeah.
They're bringing in 30 Rosa Trellis from around the world for the parades this year.
Ooh, 30. Wow.
30. And they're going to be down here, talk to Johnny Wren. They're going to have a special on the day of the parade. You know, you can't get in here.
Sure.
But
it's when they dye the river green.
It's going to come down here for dyeing the river green. And so it's going to be great. So. Let's come down to the parade. Meet all the roses of Tralee.
Oh, I should send my son Billy down and meet them. All those gorgeous girls.
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a little break on the Skinny and Uli Show. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClurg Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooli Show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine, a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hoover. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
It's a great party. It's wickedly funny. It's roisterous and boisterous. It's a hoot. It's one of the funniest shows in town. What is it? It's Flanagan's Wake. Just in time for St. Patrick's Day, Flanagan's Wake returns to Chicago. Making Chicago laugh since 1994, Flanagan's Wake is now running every weekend at Chicago Theater Works at 1113 West Belmont. Flanagan's Wake takes us to the fictional town of Graplin, Ireland, where local roustabout Flanagan has died. We'll meet a zany cast of characters, including Fiona Finn, Flanagan's spirited fiancé of 22 years, Brian Bally Bunyan, his best friend and drinking mate, Father Damon Fitzgerald, the ornery parish priest, Mayor O'Doul, the town mayor and bartender, and don't forget Flanagan's mother, along with a gaggle of goofy mourners paying their respects to the deceased and the great tradition of hitting the pub right before the wake. Flanagan's Wake is performed in the irreverent, improvisational style that won it rave reviews in Chicago. Much of the hilarity is created as the cast and audience interact, each offering stories about Flanagan himself and Where's the Money, with tall tales and rip-roaring songs. Spontaneous improvisation guarantees that no two shows will ever be the same. It's improv. Got it? Get it. Go see it. Flanagan's Wake this weekend at Chicago Theater Works on Belmont. Call 312-391-0404 or go to chicagotheaterworks.com for more info. For tickets, call 312-391-0404. For the love of God, it's funny!
Hey, that Flanagan's Wake is a hilarious show. We're so proud to be sponsored by them, but I want to tell everybody, get down there and see it. But also, if you use the code RADIO10,
RADIO10,
when you call in for your tickets, you get $10 off your order. And that's pretty good because the tickets are only like $29, or something like that. RADIO10, remember that, RADIO10.
$10 off.
Finnegan's Wake. What's the number? I'll give it out again. The number, forget it. They're doing the show at Chicago Theater Works, 1113 West Belmont Avenue. 312-391-0404. Oh, for the love of God, it's funny. Okay.
That was very good. Hey, listen, I saw commercial. Emmett and Colleen McShane down in Florida with Tommy and Kathleen.
Oh, good.
They all said to say hello to you.
Yeah. How they doing?
Tell them I'd be seeing you tonight. They're doing okay. Emmett's got a couple of medical things that he's dealing with, but he's doing fine.
Well, that's good.
So.
Not good. Where's Maura? Is Maura with him?
No, Maura wasn't with him. Maura's up here somewhere, and going to get together with them when they get back. So they're still down there, which is really nice. And what a great time.
All the people who went to Florida, though, are hearing about the warm weather here, and they're like, what are we spending all this dough for? Yeah.
It's 73 degrees in Chicago. It's like, holy cow. Could not believe it. Could not believe it, February. I think this is going to be the warmest. I love this global warming. What about you?
This ain't global warming. Once in a while, it gets warm out. That's everything is... the planet. Oh, it's the planet. Give me a break.
Let's start a world government.
Yeah.
Save the planet.
Hey, Skinny, would you please give me a hand with this door?
Donald Trump to revoke federal transgender bathroom guidelines, official says.
Who cares?
Freckle tattoos are apparently a trend that people want.
Who cares?
Harrison Ford comes dangerously close to colliding with American Airlines plane. Thought he was flying a helicopter.
Who cares?
I thought you said cuddling with an American Airlines plane.
Hey, George Clooney and his pregnant wife, Amal, will avoid dangerous travel. We've decided to be much more responsible.
Who cares?
Allison Williams hated being known only as Brian Williams' daughter.
Who cares?
Now she's known as a pig.
Okay. Lindsay Lohan claims she was racially profiled at Heathrow Airport.
Who cares?
Finally, George Clooney finally opens up for the first time about expecting twins with his wife, Amal. It's going to be an adventure.
Who cares?
Who cares indeed?
Who
you know,
cares?
That guy is 50 years old. Oh, I'm having a baby. Give me a break, you bozo. Hey, can you reach that latch at the top, Skin?
I got it.
You know, George Clooney. You know what is funny? You know, about probably 10, 12 years ago, I did a show called Chicago Hope here in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I played Zig, the tow truck driver. And I towed, what's her name, Juliana Margulies' car in the TV show. But George Clooney was also on that show, wasn't he? Yeah, Chicago Hope. And his agent comes up to me after I filmed my scene. He goes, you know, can I talk to you for a minute? We need somebody to give George some lessons. I said, lessons? What kind of lessons? Handsome lessons, and you're the guy.
And that's how he got his start, right?
Exactly. I said, all right, come on back to my trailer. I'll give you some quick handsome lessons, bozo. Okay, Skinny, you know what? I'm walking down Western Avenue. Look in the window of Ken's Wrongs, Hearts, any of those great joints. I see the ghost of my old pal, our old pal, Jimmy Goff. You know, when I came across his mass card the other day.
How long ago did he pass away?
Oh, maybe 5-6 years ago.
He's a good dude.
Oh, what a character. And Jimmy says to me through the mist,
hey, holy, who died?
Holy Marie Terry Gary. That was her nickname, Terry. Her husband was James. 5 children. She, for 25 years, she was at Beverly Montessori.
Oh, she taught there?
Yes, yeah. But she was very involved in the Beverly community. She's from Christ the King.
My old parish.
So I just wanted to mention that. So say a prayer for Terry Geary.
God rest her soul. A skinny Joseph T. Houlihan Jr., no relation to me, age 96. Boy, I hope I get to be a Houlihan at 96. The beloved husband of June and the father of Bridget, Tim, Mary Pat, Elizabeth, John Houlihan, and Kevin. He served in the Navy during World War II. He served as a chief engineer aboard the USS Grundy. Miss Grundy was named after that. Anyway, God rest his soul, Joe Houlihan, and our sympathies to his whole family, all the Houlihans.
Father Dan Hartigan passed away, Holy, 99 years old.
God bless him. That's great.
Born in Boston, he was ordained in 1945. He was a fixture at on the south side at St. Rita and Mendel High School.
Oh,
he
was
an Augustinian.
Yeah.
He was around in 1951 as a priest when they opened Mendel. He was the principal at Mendel from 1963 to 68. He was also very well.
He must have known Bill McFarland then.
He knew everybody.
Yeah.
Went to Catholic University, Loyola University, Villanova. He was a psychologist. Did a lot of work in that area too, in the south suburbs. But really, really terrific guy. A guy that I've never heard anybody say anything evil about him. Good friend of Bill Sullivan's, a friend of ours. But Father Hartigan, 99.
God rest his soul.
I don't know if he needs the prayers, but say a prayer for him. A terrific, terrific man.
And Philip Lally, a native of Sra, County Mayo, Ireland, husband of Mary and the late Maureen. Loving father of Thomas and Brian. He was a proud member of Local 150, which is one of our sponsors, and Local 17. So God rest his soul. He was a good friend of PJ.
Oh,
he used
yeah,
to go
sure.
in. PJ said he used to stop into his bar all the time. He was a very happy-go-lucky kind of fella. Nice guy. God rest his soul.
Philip Lally.
Phil Lally. Now, didn't you have a Ferguson?
I know. I didn't get all the information.
Oh, okay. It was Kathy Ferguson's brother. God rest his soul. Say a prayer for him. Would you know his
right.
I don't know his first name. All right, so we can close up the crypt there.
Yes.
Yes. Another great night on the Skinny and Hooley Show. Don't forget, tonight we'll see you all at the parade fundraiser over at Bourbon Street.
And don't forget, Monday night, we're Special Olympics is doing a tribute to Chris Kennedy at Carnival.
Can they still get tickets, Ken?
Yes, then go to sochicago.org, or they can get a hold of me, and we'll get them the tickets. And then the other thing, Hooley, is we have the Polar Plunge coming up on
March
5th.
Oh, wow.
Just 5 days after the Monday night thing, so it's coming up real quick. So we'd like to have everybody jump in the lake.
Yeah.
And if you know anyone that you don't like, tell them to go down and jump in the lake.
For a good cause.
For a good cause, exactly.
All right, so we're listening to the music of our old friend
Jimmy Keane.
Jimmy Keane, and don't forget, he and John Williams have a big gig coming up, the Mighty Squeeze, Saturday, March 4th at 7 o'clock at Chief O'Neill's Pub. I'll be there. I got two tickets in my hand right now. And so we want to play another tune by the great Jimmy. We're going to play Blue Hill and Westport by Jimmy Keane.
Jimmy Keane.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted, Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Thank you very much.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show here at Lizzie McNeil's, where we are every Wednesday night, except March 15th, we're going to be at Riley's Daughter.
Yeah, and you know, Hooley, this is the season for a lot of things that are going on at the Heritage Center and out at Gaelic Park.
As a matter of fact, they've got the Wearing of the Green dinner dance Sunday, March 5th at the Heritage Center. It's $40. Kick off the St. Patrick's Day season with Harrington's, you know what, my mouth waters just thinking about it. Anyway, entertainment, Jerry Haughey, he's terrific, one-man band, Kara Eady, and our old friend Teresa Shine. That's Sunday, March 5th from 5 to 10 at the Heritage Center, Wearing of the Green. That's a good way to kick off.
Should be a great event.
You know what I did the other day? I had such a taste
for Harrington's.
And I had tried to talk Marion to go into the St. Gabe's corned beef and cabbage dinner in Canaryville, and she said, no. I said, well, then go to the Jewel and buy some corned beef, which she did, Harrington's. And we cooked it up.
How was it?
Out of this world.
And you couldn't wait for St. Patrick's Day.
No, and I had cabbage, potatoes, you know, the Wyatt's potatoes. Yeah. And oh, my gosh. We had it two nights in a row. It was terrific. It was Harrington's corned beef, but I want to...
They have it at Jewel?
Yes, they do.
Wow.
I wanted to drive up to their headquarters on Milwaukee Avenue and just, hey, give me a dinner there, because I didn't get to go to the plumber's thing this year, and I miss Harrington's corned beef. It's great stuff. Hey, you know what? Speaking of St. Patrick's Day and everything coming up.
By the way, that's going to be kind of a crazy weekend, you know. On the 11th, we have the downtown parade, and then the 12th we have
the Southside parade.
So it's going to be a busy weekend again.
And we have at Skinny and Hooley on March 8th, we're going to have the mayor of Galway on the show. We're going to be here at Lizzie's. But I think the Sister Cities Committee has their big event, and we're going to be upstairs with them on March 8th.
Yes, yes.
Next Wednesday night, we've got the lovely and talented Catherine O'Connell on the show. And I'm sure she has great plans for St. Patty's Day, and she'll sing a few songs. But there's an awful lot of drinking that goes on. We don't like to encourage that, but sometimes we do. Anyway, our old friend Wild Bill William J. Kelly has started his own beer, Citizen Kelly's Irish Ale. So keep your eye out for that. It's a way to help him in any of his shenanigans. Who knows?
He's never done anything like this before.
No, not that I know of. He's drank a lot of beer, I know that. But this is the Citizen Kelly Irish Ale, so keep an eye out for that. I'm sure it's delicious. He kept offering to bring me some. You know, I haven't had a beer in about 2 months. So I said, well, don't waste it on me.
Don't waste it on me. Give it a Skinny.
Give it to Skinny.
He'll drink it. He'll drink anything.
He'll drink out of an old boot.
How about when we were teenagers, Hooley, we would drink anything we got our hands on.
Absolutely. You know what? And that's funny because I'll never forget, and I was in high school when I did this. It was terrible. But I stole booze out of my father's liquor cabinet, okay?
Did you really?
And took a bottle of Christian Brothers B&B brandy, whatever, B&B. And I can't remember the girl's name. She lived in Fisher. She was babysitting. I got cuckoo, okay? Terrible. And
cuckoo for...
Yeah,
for B&B.
The B&B. And, you know, you don't drink that like beer, but
you
I was.
You found that out.
Yeah. So the next day, I felt like I'd been run over by a steamroller. But for weeks, if I walked into the room and my mother was having some B&B, I'd go, oh, and run out of the room. To this day, if I smell B&B, I get this horrible reaction to it. So we would drink anything, you know? It's like,
yeah, absolutely.
Wasn't there a great song?
What song?
I ran to him, Mountain Dew or whatever the heck.
I forget.
It was by that guy who did all the parody songs. I'll think of it.
Yeah.
For each FNAE on a field trip through the forest. Me and a buddy. I can't remember. It's very funny. I'll remember it.
Obviously.
After another song from
another
pal, Jimmy Keane. We're going to listen now to the Harvey Street Hornpipe from Jimmy Keane. Don't
Jimmy
forget
Keane,
he
the great Jimmy Keane.
And his buddy John Williams, who is also, on the crack quite a bit with us on the at the Heritage Center. He was a great entertainer. They're doing a show, The Mighty Squeeze, two great squeeze box players at Chief O'Neill's March 4th. Here's just a little taste of what you have in store there. Here's Jimmy Keene. Back. Skinny Skinny's back, ladies and gentlemen. Spread the word.
He's
put it on the AP
he's
wire.
Funny. He's back.
The song I was trying to
remember. You know what's amazing, though?
Yes.
Holy.
Yes.
Is that last October, we were in Ireland. And now.
I remember it well.
Now we're coming into March.
Yeah.
I mean, the time just flew, didn't it?
Time flies when you're having fun, my friend.
No, really, it really did. And,
and we're going to Ireland next October, too.
Yes, exactly.
We'll have details about that.
Details
soon,
will
very
later.
Soon.
Yes, yes. Did you ever find that picture of the seven survivors? The seven that made all the trips you were looking
for. That's not the picture I was looking for. I was looking for the group picture of the whole group.
Oh, yeah, when we stopped on the side of the
road. Yeah, I put a APB out on that picture.
I looked around to see if I could find it. I didn't.
It wasn't on any cameras of mine, but and I thought for sure Kathy Ryan would have it because she took about 1,000 pictures. She always
day.
Does.
She's great.
But she didn't have it. It was taken by the driver, Derek.
Oh, yeah. It was probably his camera. He probably still has it.
I got a nice note from Tom Gleese and his wife, Trudy. They said they didn't have it, but they were up in Florida and Bradenton having a great time.
That's where Peter goes.
Pete Nolan's up there. Yeah, yeah.
The
song I was trying to remember was Chug-a-Lug, Chug-a-Lug.
Yeah, you remembered it. It was Roger Miller, wasn't it?
Roger Miller. And all about all the brushes he had.
Remember he sang Trailers for Sale or Rent?
Yeah, did he?
Yeah, that was.
Yes, he did.
It was like number one.
He was good.
He was really good.
And he did a lot of parody songs, too.
Yeah, really good.
Roger Miller. Probably dead now. I don't know. Or he's 100. You know what I was watching?
He's 100. He's in Florida.
Somebody's doing a documentary about Dick Biondi. Do you remember Dick Biondi?
Yeah, by the way, you know who just died this week?
Who?
Larry Lujack.
Larry Lujack died like...
No, he did.
He just died? No, he died like 5 years ago.
Did he?
Yes.
Oh, I must
Somebody
have
posted out. That on Facebook.
I was true then.
That happens all the time. And then it's like, the guy died like 5 years ago. Come on.
Someone did post it.
Yeah, I know. I saw it. But it's like someone also put down there, and this is old news. Here, look at he died in 1992. Billy shows me.
Oh, well, yeah. I was pretty close.
Thanks for the news flash.
So they're doing a documentary on
Dick Biondi. And so they have an Indiegogo campaign raising money for it. And I looked at some of the footage and I thought, I listened to him when I was in seventh grade. He was terrific. The Wild Italian. And he's still on the radio. God bless him. You know, he used to love to play the horses. My brother Willie was...
at the track?
Yeah, oh no, he would go to the OTB over on State Street. My brother said, I was there having lunch with my brother. I went, there's Dick Biondi. He goes, he's here every day. So good for him, you know. And he'd do a morning show and then go play the horses all day. All right, so we're going to take a break here on the Skinny and Hooli Show.
I'm just stunned about Larry Lujack. I'm not kidding you.
1992, and like 30 years ago. All right, we'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you've got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street. IOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooli sent you. Don't forget that number,
312-648-6200. I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Our family's quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 35 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights at Riley's they'll never forget. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family is proud to have been part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're still on the South Side. For the last 10 years at Chicago's Midway Airport, located in the main food court, we provide a Southside Irish welcome to everyone who enters our cozy, authentic pub imported from Ireland. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If you're looking for a great drink and a friendly chat before your flight, please say hello to my dad, Boz, my uncle Jimmy, my brother Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring us a story, we'll make sure you leave with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to get an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. See you at Riley's Daughter Midway.
And don't forget, we're going to be at Riley's on March 15th. Skinny and Hooley
Show. Thanks to all our sponsors, Hooley. We couldn't do the show without
especially our newest sponsor, Flanagan's Wake. And our oldest sponsor, Flood Brothers.
Yes.
And all the sponsors in between. God bless them.
Listen, we've been very fortunate to have great
sponsors.
You know
what? And Smith Village is joining us the end of March, so that's another sponsor we're going to be welcoming.
We might be joining Smith Village at the end of March.
Oh, I would love that. Yeah. That's a great place. I'd love to live
there. It is great.
Yeah.
In the neighborhood. So thanks to everybody for listening. Thanks to all our sponsors.
Don't forget our old pal Jimmy Queen, Jimmy Keen, yeah. And his old pal John Williams, our old friend. They're doing the Mighty Squeeze at Chief O'Neill's.
And don't forget tonight at Bourbon Street,
That's right.
Southside Parade Committee is having the fundraiser for the parade.
And don't forget Monday night at Carnival.
Yes. Special Olympics honors Chris Kennedy and the Kennedy family. So,
and
$100.
The Polar Plunge coming up March 5th.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming out. It's that time of the year, Hooley.
Skinny, any celebrities going to do the Polar Plunge that you can talk
about?
We got
all those people from Chicago Fire, Chicago Hope.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all coming in. And you know, who knows who might show up?
You never know.
Last year, I thought I had Mike Ditka, but it didn't work out. So
maybe Jerry Lujack.
Larry Lujack might be.
Maybe actually, you ought to get Dick Biondi.
Larry Lujack, actually, he died in 2013. I made a mistake.
Oh, okay.
I was only 3 years off or 4 years off.
If you could talk Biondi into it, you'd have something there, pal.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'd get to work on that if I were you.
All right, everybody, have a nice.
Yeah, now we're going to go out with some Jimmy Keane doing Guinine. And don't forget, he's going to be the Mighty Squeeze with John Williams
yes.
at Chief O'Neill's March 4th, Saturday.
All right, okay, well, Jimmy Keane.
See you later. Bye.